Wow.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Patreon vlog. Yeah, sorry, I just wanted to play that opening sequence one more time before I upload it to an SD card and then burn it so we never ever have to watch it again. So I'll jump into the news first off. We had a new video out yesterday about the ongoing demonetization situation that I've been talking to you guys about now for a month. And I want to draw a line under it from here because it's getting boring talking about it. You know, it's one of those topics, as well as North Korea, right, that I have talked about probably more than I should have in September. I don't want to be one of those YouTuber people who always rehashes out situations and drama over and over for views and whatnot. So after this, I'm drawing a line under it, and I wanted to kind of clear the air once and for all and talk about the situation. If you've already watched it, I do apologise for the dancing fucking pumpkin. That is just the scariest thing I've ever seen, and the general first 3 minutes of that video were pretty unpleasant. But at least Mr. Snuggles finally had some screen time, so that was good. For the record, when I was making that animated children's style opening, I did feel like I was doing something fundamentally wrong. I assembled all these kind of royalty-free animated clips of little characters and stuck them together, saw it and thought, what the fuck have I done? It took me a while to think about whether or not I should actually put it in the video, but I'm glad I did. I think it really helped to get my point across about YouTube taking things to the extreme. The good news is, as it stands, currently, the video has not been demonetized, the video I put out yesterday. Like, I thought the algorithm might have flagged the channel as a whole, so that every video I uploaded would instantly be demonetized, but fortunately, it doesn't seem to be the case at the moment, so hopefully it'll be okay. It's great to see the Q&A that we did with Ryotaro last week was so well received, especially his Spanish and German abilities. And we'll have to get one lined up for Natsuki, another Q&A with Natsuki going forward. There were also lots of positive comments about having these vlogs, these weekly vlogs, in an audio downloadable format as well, because lots of you guys are commuting around and aren't able to stare at a screen. And truthfully, I would rather listen to me talking for 10 minutes than staring at my face, especially in the morning, as it is now. It's awful. So I see why it would be a popular format. So it's that time of year again when I become something of a careers advisor to many people who are faced with that difficult decision of whether or not they should move to Japan and teach English. The application process to the JET program begins this month, the Japan Exchange Teaching Program. The way that I came to Japan to work as an English teacher, I get many emails from people around the world saying, should I give up my job as a lawyer or as a consultant to come to Japan and teach English? Often jobs that are much higher paid than an English teacher would be. And I can understand it's a difficult decision to make. When I was in my last year of university, I was faced with two choices: to become either a management consultant — I kind of had a job lined up doing management consulting — or to come to Japan and work as an English teacher. And though the job as a consultant would have been much higher paid, I think, there was no question about it. You know, the JET program really is a once in a lifetime thing, and I've met so many people over the years who have regretted not doing it for whatever reason. And even I've met people who didn't enjoy the JET program. Maybe they came here for 1 year and then went back home. And what, maybe they didn't enjoy it, but they still didn't regret it because they'd learned and done so much from it. Like, when you're living and working in Japan, you'll be faced with so many crazy and wacky situations every day that will really challenge you and push you as a person. And it's the greatest self-help course that you'll ever have. As I've said before, I've finished the JET program feeling far more self-confident and with a sense of just great self-efficacy, that I could do anything I wanted to, you know. If you're really struggling with that choice of coming to Japan and working as an English teacher, or giving up a job, really good postgraduate job, for example, think ahead to your deathbed. It sounds grim, I know, but I tend to do this whenever I'm faced with a big, difficult life decision. Think ahead 60, 70 years to when you're on your deathbed, which is a grim thing. Yeah, it's not a nice thing to think about at all. But what would you want your life to look like when you're looking back at it, you know? How do you want it to appear? In my case, I want my life to look like a James Bond movie mixed with Pirates of the Caribbean. So in short, a kind of adventurous story, you know. I'd like my life to just be one big adventure where I'm learning things, travelling, meeting people and doing loads of crazy shit every day. And that's going quite well so far because I moved to Japan. So ask yourself, what would you want your life to look like? and would you regret not coming here? I always say to people, you know, considering the JET program, to go for it and see what happens. There really is nothing to lose. And I've never actually met anyone who's regretted coming here to work as an English teacher that I can recall, but I've met plenty of people over the years who have regretted not coming here to teach, and you know, I always feel bad for them. You can see they regret it. So the next video coming out on the channel is called A Beginner's Guide to Japanese Nightlife, and we go around these little bars and restaurants and discuss tips and advice for people coming to Japan who don't know Japanese, and general etiquette tips so that you can make the most of the nightlife in Japan. And hopefully it'll be really useful from an educational perspective. If it's your first time coming to the country or you can't speak Japanese, hopefully you'll be able to watch the video and approach a bar or restaurant or izakaya with a sense of confidence and knowing what to expect. And that'll be out in the next few days, so keep an eye out for that. And finally, you'll be pleased to know that after a short 2-year holiday, I finally got back into studying Japanese. I haven't been studying Japanese recently just because I've had so much other things on my plate to deal with. Kind of reached that point where my Japanese was good enough to get by and do everything in everyday life, and my ability kind of plateaued out. A lot of people reach that point and they kind of stay there, but I'm wanting to go beyond that now. I want to get like N1, JLPT N1, and I bought this book recently called A Dictionary of Intermediate Japanese Grammar. I've talked about this series of books in the past. There's usually one item of grammar for every 2 or 3 pages, and they teach you the grammar and then give you loads of examples and tell you how to use it. And I've been going through every piece of grammar kind of chronologically from A to Z, copied it out into this book where I've just been kind of writing it out and trying to memorize it. You can see my shitty handwriting here. I haven't written Japanese out properly again in 2 years, but I love it. I've forgotten how much I enjoy doing it. Yes, it's almost impossible to read, but I just enjoy writing out the kanji. I forgot it's quite therapeutic doing it, you know. So now every morning I crack open this book, this grammar guide book. I go through like 2 or 3 pieces of grammar and then copy them out into this book, try and understand them and try and speak them and use them. So that's what I'm doing. What are you doing to learn Japanese? Let us know on the comments section below. It'd be quite interesting to see what everyone's doing. But I find when it comes to Japanese, it's good to have a kind of ritual. And the best time to study is right in the morning when you're having your first coffee and you're kind of not too awake, but you're in that right frame of mind to easily memorize and digest information. And then best of all, once you've finished kind of studying for that first half an hour of the day, you feel good for the rest of the day. There's a kind of a sense of achievement. And after that, you feel really happy. Unless you get demonetized, in which case you don't. But right, like I said, no more demonetization talk unless something terrible happens and the whole channel gets demonetized. No more North Korea talk unless there's another missile that lands somewhere. Nothing. I'm not going to talk about it ever again. Time to move on. And in next week's Patreon vlog, I will talk to you in detail about Natsuki the movie, where that is, where it's going, and why it's delayed slightly. Because it is for a very good reason, and I think it's definitely going to be worth the wait. So I'll talk about that next week. But for now, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks again for your support, as always, now more than ever. And I hope you have a great end to the week and a great weekend. I'll speak to you in the coming days. All the best, and take care. All right, that was definitely the last time. I promise.